Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Katie Seid. In this hour of What Do You Know, we're going to hear from Radiolab's Jad Abumrad. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who sees the debates as a chance to catch up on his TiVo, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, I got a lot of things on that TiVo. What's the point of having a TiVo anyhow? Because you never actually look at this stuff.
But you could if you wanted to.
Well, it's like you archive it in case, you know, if there was a volcanic eruption, we're all covered, and they uncover it, you know, in 10,000 years, my TiVo.
You know, Jeff has like three TiVos.
You have three TiVos?
He's got a lot of TiVos.
No, I have one.
What do you record, like everything? What's the point of recording everything? Why don't you just...
I don't know.
Do you watch it ever?
I try to.
You try to?
It's hard.
What do you have mostly on there? Boxing and stuff like that?
All sorts of things.
All sorts of things?
Boxing, dinosaur shows.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an aside then. Because we didn't hear from you earlier, so that's good. You know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the earth. It's time once again for Thanks for the Memos.
I can't wait.
You'll have to. All right. No, actually, you don't have to. Okay. Okay. This is the actual memo. It's the problems. This I can't read the name of the individual, but some memos, most of them are general thing, complaints about behavior of office workers and that sort of thing, factory workers. This one is a, well, it's about an individual. It's more or less a critique of one individual made it's from a variety store. That's all I can say about it. And it actually depicts everything this individual has done wrong in the course of doing his job, which is unusual in a memo, and so it's a classic. We'll call it memo regarding BF. Okay, it reads as follows. Problems with BF in our store are listed below. Please be alert for bad behavior and report any further situations to our security personnel. One, June 15th, took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in people's carts when they weren't looking. Two, July 2nd, set off all the alarm clocks and housewares to go off at 5-minute intervals. Three, July 7th, made a trail of tomato juice on the floor leading to the restroom. Four, July 19th, walked up to an employee and told her in an official tone, code 3 in housewares, and watched what happened. August 4th, went to the service desk and asked to put a bag of M&Ms on layaway. September 14th, moved a caution wet floor sign to a carpeted area. September 15th, set up a tent in the camping department and told other shoppers he'd invite them in if they'd bring pillows from the bedding department. September 23rd, when a clerk asks if they can help him, he begins to cry and ask, why can't you people just leave me alone? October 4th, looked right into the security camera, used it as a mirror, and picked his nose. November 10th, while handling guns in the hunting department, asked the clerk if he knows where the antidepressants are. December 3rd, we're almost through the year here. December 3rd, darted around the store suspiciously, loudly humming the Mission Impossible theme. December 6th, in the auto department, practiced his Madonna look using different size funnels. December 18th, that's going to be hard to follow that. December 6th. December 18th, hid in a clothing rack, and when people browsed through, yelled, pick me, pick me. December 21st, when an announcement came over the loudspeaker, he assumes the fetal position and screams, no, no, it's those voices again. Whose laugh is that? I want you back again. Yes, please keep coming to the show. December 23rd, went into a fitting room, shut the door, and waited a while, then yelled very loudly, "There is no toilet paper in here." All right. And again, I guess that's it. Okay, again, if you encounter Mr. F., please watch him and inform the security personnel if he seems to be acting inappropriately. Thank you very much for that memo. We'd like to be updated on anything he does, if in fact he exists. Oh, and Katie, where can they send those memos? Anything else they want to talk about, they can write us just in general, too. How would they do that?
They can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, mm-hmm. subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com. They can post it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just if they want to send a letter, they want physical mail.
Do people send physical mail?
We occasionally get physical mail.
Yeah. Okay. If they want to do that, they can send it to 821 University Avenue, mm-hmm. Madison, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Yeah.
That's where they should send.
Isn't it funny to say physical mail? You know, I mean, in this day and age.
Yeah. I don't really get any anymore.
No. Well, flyers.
Bills.
You get the, you know, those coupons things all the time. The shoppers. Get the shopper all the time.
Do you?
I got a stack of shoppers. I leave them right in the doorway there, you know, and can't even close the door anymore. Shoppers.